You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
By now we're talking. We got this funny note from listener Jewel. Says she walked in and busted her husband. He was watching the Tom Brady retirement announcement, the latest one, and was bawling his eyes out because I guess he's a mega Tom Brady fan. He's a TB12
fan. I can't watch you play anymore.
You know, I want to write back. I need to write back to Jewel and find out if the husband cried last year, too.
Oh, right? That's right.
He's like, because not this again.
This is his second announcement.
I can't keep doing this.
Maybe he was stunned a year ago, you know, and didn't believe it was for real. And this time he knows it's for real.
Oh.
So our question is for listeners this morning is, what celebrity has made you cry? We're trying to steer away from the... Everyone's got the death
A lot of death stuff. I'll give you one from Kathy real quick. She says, boys, I actually got mad at a story that you guys had last week about a stalker on Keanu Reeves' property. I was seriously mad that somebody was bugging him. I felt like I wish there was some way to help him, but yet I figured I would look like the stalker if I reached out. And that's from Kathy. So she was mad that somebody was bugging Keanu. Don't bug him.
Leave Keanu alone.
Leave him alone.
Lorelai wrote in and said, I definitely cried after Ticketmaster crashed and I lost my Taylor Swift tickets.
Yeah. Candace says, not a single celebrity, but a group of celebrities. I actually cried when they announced that they were going to do a spinoff of That 70s Show with That 90s Show. I love the cast. I love the show. So when I heard it was coming back, I sat at my desk at work and cried tears of joy.
Oh,
says Candace, get a life.
Vicky's got a pretty good one. She goes, when I see Michael J. Fox, it makes me a bit misty.
Oh,
he's so strong with his Parkinson's and tries so hard to raise awareness for research. That is a great note. And and Vicky's right, because Michael J. Fox is, he's inspirational to so many people with his battle. And it's not just, you know, people who are afflicted with Parkinson's, but their family members and the people who love them that are around them. And I think it brings a lot of people to tears to see his incredibly strong fight and what he's doing to bring in. Let's just say that I'll bet he has brought twice as much awareness to a horrific disease as anybody. Just with what
you're
he's done.
Right,
I mean, I lost a very good friend of mine who passed from Parkinson's about 2 years ago, and heartbreaking, man. So yeah, that's a good one. Thank you, Vicky. Let's take a quick call, and then we'll get back to some text messages. Here is Michaela, who's been holding. Hey, Michaela, good morning.
Good morning. Hi. When they answered, I asked if the Easter Bunny counts, and it does. So, anyways, when I was like 2 or 3, my parents brought me to see the Easter Bunny, and he freaked me out. I was bawling, and I remember it so vividly, like running up to my mom, like, no.
Yeah, I'm going to say that counts.
I guess that counts.
It does count. Thank you. And I will add to that. Let me piggyback on Michaela.
Oh, man.
We appreciate your call. Is any large animal thing?
Well, yes. Like any sort of, yes, character coming at you.
This radio station back in the day used to have a big chicken as its mascot. And I mean, we lost track of the times that giant chicken would go out and kids would just start
terrified
bawling
of it. Yeah,
they're
terrified
of the chicken. It's supposed to be bringing joy. Jennifer says, I cried like a baby when Friends, the TV show, ended. Does that count? Yes.
Again, it's like you are losing actual friends. I can't tell if this one's serious or not from Janice. She says, I felt sick to my stomach and very sad for Kim Kardashian when she broke up with Kanye this last time. I feel so bad that she can't find love. It's heartbreaking. When is she going to make love work? And that's from Janice. I guess that's not a joke. She does have the feels for
Kim. No, that's for real.
I guess that's for real. And then here's one from Candy with a K. I felt an overwhelmingly sense of joy when Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani got together. I actually stood in my kitchen and went, yes, yes, yes. And I read it off my phone. My kids were like, Mom, you don't even know them.
Right.
Stop it, Mom.
Oh, that's good. Joy says, my dad got emotional when Muhammad Ali carried the torch at the 96 Olympics.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
More death. We're trying to steer away from the death ones because pretty much
when Princess Leia died. Yeah, that's bad.
Jessica says, I was pregnant in 2012 when Gabby Douglas won her Olympic gold medal for gymnastics. After she won, the camera panned to her mom, and I started crying, sobbing. Yeah. She says, like, ugly crying, where I couldn't catch my breath.
Her mom is so happy. That's good.
Guy says we're not allowed to use his name. We're supposed to just make up a name for him. He says, how about just calling me James? He says, part of my dreams died when Reese Witherspoon got married and had a baby.
He likey.
We're getting some pretty funny stories about celebs who have made people cry. And Jeremy, you're going to be really jealous of Tiffany.
Okay.
From Westminster.
What happened?
Because I know you grew up idolizing Jim Carrey, right?
Mm, I did.
She says, I used to write letters to Jim Carrey when I was a teenager. I must have written him 10 letters. And finally, one day, he sent me a signed photo that said, spank you very much. She goes, I cried tears of joy.
Lucky. That's
to
very
get the signed
cool.
photo from, who's actually, I don't want to bring you down, Tiffany. It's just his it's just his assistant in the office.
He
that
didn't really
it.
Sign it, but that's really
but,
cool.
Know, but still, as far as you know.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. Melody says, watching Linda Ronstadt in an interview. Yeah, this is another one. It'll bring you to tears. Becky from Greeley said, I cried when Kurt Russell wouldn't take a picture with me.
Oh, what a jerk.
Come on. He probably gets asked all the time.
Here's the random one from Angela. She says, I did an internship at a local news station, and the weather person made me cry. I asked to take a picture with him, as I was excited, or with her, and her response was, no, you can't take a picture of me.
Oh, no. Imagine being there at the TV station and just sobbing.
No. What a mean weather person.
A lot of people are sending photos, too, of like where they're getting their picture taken with various stars. And how it just brought them to tears.
It's life-changing, probably, for a lot of people.
Yeah, Liana got a picture with Sierra Ramirez at an awards show. That's a cool picture, too. You know, that's fun. You know, if you do idolize somebody, and then one day they either send you a signed photo or you get to take a picture with them, I can see how that would make people weep.
Totally give you the feels.